She struts into the room. Well, I don't know her. But with a magnifying glance, I just sort of look her over. We have a drink or two. Well, maybe.
Is that baby, if you want to be my lover,
man,
you better take me home. That's Alice Cooper.
My goodness, he's still around.
He's great.
And so are you. You're wet from running in here in the rain.
I literally ran in here in the rain. The rain just makes you want to run.
Yes, it does.
Yeah. Alice Cooper, he's part of what promises to be a rather entertaining double bill.
Masters of Madness tour.
Yeah, what else, right?
How else can you say it?
You just said it. Yeah, Cricket Wireless Amphitheater. The gates open at 5. The music commences sometime after that and lasts as long as it can.
Mm.
Alice Cooper, I think, is going to be the headliner on this. He should be. Mm-hmm. Marilyn Manson, of course, he emerged in the 90s as kind of the modern Alice Cooper.
Yes.
I guess.
Yes, he did.
I prefer Alice because as Alice...
He was the original.
He was the original. Right. He put theater into theater
rock. Rock and roll. Yeah.
Cutting off his head and whatever else he could find on stage. Every crazy song is a crazy little story. Now, I've seen this guy most recently. It's been a few years, but I've read the reviews about this tour, and he's just as good as ever.
Huh.
He is a technician as well.
Still lots of snakes and all smoke and skulls and all this stuff.
The boa, the skulls, this. But he does have some very decent advice, perhaps for Marilyn, perhaps not for Marilyn, who, by the way, joins Alice at the end. Spoiler warning, cover your ears, kids. Marilyn and Alice do Alice's 18, I'm 18.
Wow.
As an encore
wow.
duet.
Wow. Incredible.
Okay, uncover your ears, everybody. Anyway, here's what Alice has to say. He says, what's the difference between bands now and in the 60s and 70s? It's melody. Quote, Alice says, take any bands out there now. And I say, okay, you got a pretty decent riff. You've got a pretty decent drummer. And you're yelling at me. You're angry. I get it. But there's no song here. It's just you yelling at me. And that's the difference, one of the big differences that Alice, that's why he's Alice.
So that's 5 p.m. Thursday tonight.
Tonight!
At the Cricket Wireless Amphitheater out in Bonner Springs.
You betcha.
With a saw, a spring, a gasket or two, I am an inventor supreme. Hiding in my shed, I'll hammer away, creating a super machine.
What do we got here?
Well, what do we have here?
That
sounds like an inventive type of person chit-chatting with us here on the radio.
Yes.
And this is all because we have the Maker Faire, the third annual family-friendly Maker Faire Kansas City, featuring crafters, inventors, hackers. Yes, I said hackers.
This is a different experience than Alice Cooper.
If you wanted to be.
Yes.
I mean, you know, you could.
Very different experience.
You could be roaming the
aisles.
We're going
a whole different place here now.
You could scream, I'm 18. I don't know what I want. Yeah. I'm 18. Scientists, artists. It's skewed young, but it's really for all ages in terms of those who, if you're 45 and you've got a great idea, or you're 15 and you've got a great idea, you're welcome to show what you make and how you make it all day Saturday, all day Sunday, downtown at Union Station. The coolest thing there, which is a crazy thing to say because it's all pretty darn cool. I mean, they've got kids' power wheel cars, you know, souped up to go goodness knows how fast around a track. And they've got this crazy thing, you know, a few years ago online. And you probably saw it on some of the talk shows where, you know, the same group that a few years ago lined up 100 2-liter Diet Coke and 500 Mentos, you know, bottles, and they put the fountain. I'm not making any sense. I'm so excited. You
know, these are inventions, you're saying.
These are inventions and crazy things. You know, but you took the Diet Coke bottle and you put the Mentos in there?
Yeah.
And you got the big explosion?
Yeah.
Well, they're going to do that, like, big time outside in front of the Union Station.
When's that going to be done? That sounds exciting.
You got to go to the website. You got to go to Maker Faire KC. But here's the thing that gets me going, okay?
Okay.
As you can tell, I'm...
You're going.
I'm all wet on the outside, but I'm on fire on the inside. The Tesla coil thing, they have this great setup. It looks like Frankenstein's laboratory where they got these two giant Tesla coils. And the louder the music goes, the bigger the lightning bolts go between the Tesla coils. Or maybe it's the other way around, but you get people in a cage, volunteers, in the middle of these giant Tesla coils. And it's sort of a musical entertainment. It's kind of a visual amazement.
You just sold me on this thing.
Finally.
You had a big uphill climb, and you sold me.
How many years on the show, and I finally delivered for you?
All of Brian's picks are on our website, kcur.org.
Jesse James was a bad, bad man. made a living with a gun in his hand. Born a son of a preacher man, man of the cloth. Torn between the good and the bad, vengeance was why he had to be the one and only outlaw Jesse James.
That song's about me. You know, almost.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Keep talking.
Yes.
I like that. Where are you going with this?
I don't know where I'm going
with
Jesse,
that. No. Perhaps in spirit, the bad boy inside.
Yes.
Right.
That's what you're talking about.
I'm here
about.
To pull you out. But you know, it's funny. Jesse James was such a bad man. Why do we still celebrate him?
We still do.
Or what do? We observe his historical importance, apparently. Anyway, out at the Jesse James Farm and Museum in Kearney. Did I say that right?
Yes, you did.
Okay. We're having the Black Powder and Frontier Revolver Shoot Out. We're more like a shooting contest. It's a Jesse James-inspired marksmanship get-together.
Wow.
Registration, if you do have an old-fashioned firearm, and I do mean old-fashioned, right? Like cap-and-ball revolver, Frontier cartridge revolver. It says here replicas are okay, which I think is very,
very goodness.
Giving of the organizers to give us a little wiggle room there. Me, all I have is that, you know, under the Christmas tree when I was 12, thing that you put the caps in. Anyway, registration's at 8 o'clock in the morning Saturday. The shoot begins at 9. If you're so inclined, it's only $15 to get in. And if you want to shoot, if you just want to watch, it's free. And speaking of Jesse James and handguns,
yeah,
in June 1864, or 149 years ago this month, what happened?
Civil War was almost over.
That's true. Also true, Jesse James blew a little piece of his finger off, his middle finger on his left hand. And historians argue how it happened. Some think he was just cleaning his gun, so be careful with your guns, right?
Yeah.
But what they all agree on, apparently, is that when it happened, he was heard to scream, "Dodd Dingus Pistol!" thus earning Jesse the nickname Dingus. Yes, it's
okay.
True.
Okay.
I'm just throwing that out
Did
there.
Did not know that.
Yes, be careful when you're cleaning your gun.
But now we'll make one more dramatic turn here and go to FDR and Ed Asner, a KCK native, is in town playing FDR.
He is FDR. Isn't he FDR?
Yeah, I mean, what is his most famous line, FDR's? Let's listen.
So first of all, let me assert my firm belief that the only thing we have to fear is fear itself.
Okay, that's FDR's most famous line. God bless him. What's Ed Asner's most famous line?
Mary,
you got spunk.
You got spunk. That's right.
And then
that's
what
right.
does he say?
That's it.
I hate spunk.
I hate spunk. That's
yeah.
right. I hate
know.
Spunk. I forgot about that.
Now,
that's right.
Yes, of course, FDR had spunk, which Ed Asner definitely gives a big thumbs up to in his one-man show as Franklin Delano Roosevelt, the Great Depression-era president, World War II president. He's doing it as a benefit for the United Way in
7
Wyandotte
p.m.
County.
Saturday at the Wyandotte High School Auditorium out of Minnesota Avenue in KCK.
Great chance to see him.
And finally today, what do we got?
The Knights.
The Knights.
Guerrilla Theater's outdoor production of the Greek satire by Aristophanes. It's full of saucy jokes, translated for our listening pleasure. 7:30 in the morning, Saturday and Sunday, on the south steps of the Nelson Atkins Museum of Art.
And that's Brian McTavish with your weekend to-do list. All his picks are on our website, kcur.org. Voter ID and campaign finance reform are on Missouri Secretary of State Jason Kander's to-do list. We'll talk with Kander. We'll see how the Royals can spice up their season in a fan's notes. And we'll get the latest 90-mile view on the show tomorrow. Our program is produced by Steven Steigman, Danny Alexander, Beth Lipoff, Caitlin Brennan, and Sangeeta Shastri. I'm Steve Kraske of the Kansas City Star, and you are up to date.